Vayter and Shakespeare and Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We get to the very top of the page, top line. Here we go. So we mentioned a statement yesterday about Rami Bar Chama that he learned out from our Mishnah that a Yerusha is considered a Shinei Rishus. So it's like it's a Lekucha over here. It's like it was sold. So now we're going to see that actually maybe another version of Rabbi Bar Chama that he learns it out not from the Mishnah, but from a Braisa. And then we're going to see the Nafka Mina. So if Adabar Ava Masni Lo Hod Rabbi Bar Chama, aha, Hiniyach Lehem Avian Moos Shel Ribbis. Let's say the father goes ahead and he lends and he gets back money, but he gets ribbis also. And then he dies and it leaves over to his kids. Afa Pisha Yodin Shem Ribbis. Even the kids know that this is ribbis, Ein Chayim Lahachzir, they do not have to return it. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Zosameris, what does that teach you? And here's the Rami Bar Chama shtickle. It says that Rishus Yorish, Ki Rishus Lokeach, Dami, the Rishus of a Yorish, of one who inherits, is like a Lokeach. It's like someone who purchased, who bought. So you leave it over, it's a Shina Rishus, just like if you go and you sold it, and therefore they don't have to go ahead and pay it back. It has nothing to do with them. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. Liola Mei Melecha, you can't, don't bring a riot from that statement. Do you remember Chaim wanted to learn out from this whole ribbon stickle that didn't have to return it? It's like, Lokeach. He says, not necessarily. Maybe this is an exception. Liola Mei Melecha, we could say back, Rishus Yorish, Lav Rishus Lokeach Tami. Yorish is not like that, but Vishani Yach, this case is different. The Pesach says, don't take from him interest and increase. Right, so it's telling you that what hadar lei kihechi denachi bahadach, return the ribbis to the borrower so that he can go and live with you. The Torah is talking only to that person who actually charged ribbis. Livrei lo mazir leirachman, but the Torah is not. So you don't have a raya over here that it's going to be like a lokeach, that Rishus Yoris is just a lokeach, because it could be like Rav is saying, this is just an exception to the rule. It's not lokeach, and there's an exception. Someone who learns it on the Braisa, Kolshkin Masnisa, and certainly he's going to supply this also to the Braisa. Sorry, to the Mishnah. So in other words, again, one who learns the statement by Ribbis is going to learn it to the Mishnah also. But man, the Masala Masnisa learned the Mishnah about Braisa, not a Raya, because Rami Bar Chama Karava Masala, maybe he's holding like Rava, and therefore we wouldn't learn it out to the case of interest as well. Tana Rabban, Nagosil Machaz Banav, somebody goes and he steals and he feeds the thing that he stole to his children. Pturim and Shalim, they do not have to pay. We're talking about that it's gone, it's not here anymore. They don't have to pay anymore. He niach lefnei, but he left it in front of them. He left his Yerusha, then Gedolim Chayavim Lashalim. If they're Gedolim, they have to pay. Rashi says, for Rabbi Bar Chama Mokila lefnei Yush. He's going to explain this, he's talking about before there was Yush done. Ketanim, and if they're Kindalach, then Peturim, then they do not have to return them a shalim. Rashi says, the lav b'nei dina nina. They can't be brought to din. V'alfa b'ti gazela kayemes, even though it's right there in front of you. Mi'u michsar govayna v'sumchosu d'pater ketanim l'kamanim. We see someone's going to pater such a case. It's lacking giving it over. So, therefore, peturim a shalim. V'im amur gedolim. If the adult Yarshim say, ain't only Yodim Chizbonu Shechishav Avinu Imach. We don't know what your father set up with you. Rashi says V'shem Avinu Chishav L'Chadam, and maybe like he worked that out for you, and therefore, maybe he paid it off, and therefore we don't owe you anything. Then Peturim, we're going to say that they're going to putter for having to pay. In fact, the Gemara Mishum the Ami ain't on Yodim Peturim because they say we don't know. Now they're going to be putter. Rashi says Bitamia Hol V'Yodim Bitamia. This is a wonder. Hol V'Yodim Shekizel Aba Aliyado. Since they know that the father Taka did steal, Divrei Liyoda Divrei Vishem, the Bari Vishemahu, or Bari Adav, it's a Bari Vishem, Bari Zadav, the guy who stole it from, he's saying that he still owes, and the one who's saying or saying maybe not, so we know Bari Adav, so you should have to pay. Abarav Alchem, as he means to say, Gedolim Sha'armu, the ones who say, Yodim Anu Cheshbonu Cheshish Ravinu Vemach, we do know the Cheshbonu that our father made with you, and I was just saying a Bari here, Velo Pashlach Gabei Vlomide, and nothing at all remains for you by him. In other words, like there's nothing that wasn't taken care of. Then Peturim, this is a case of Bari that they're saying back, and therefore they don't have to pay. Tanya Yidach, we have another Bryce who it says, Hagozel Umaychel Banov, someone who goes and steals and then he feeds it to his kids. Peturim Ilsham, they're going to be potter from having to pay. Potter from having to pay. And we know, what are we talking about over here? In the world of Rav Chista, they're going to be potter only if they ate it after there's already Yush. And, according to Rabbi Chama, even if they eat it before Yish, if he left it before them, and there it was as Yerusha, and then they went ahead and they ate it, then whether you're gadol or katan, you're going to be chayev to have to pay. Now, this is a problem according to Rav Chisda and Rabbi Rachama. Why? Because according to Rav Chisda, the Yoshim would be chayev only if they ate it before Yish. But the way we understood, we said that it's talking about it's after Yish. According to Rabbi Rachama, then if you have someone else who comes and they eat this stuff, it's never going to be chayev no matter when he comes along and he eats it. So what are we going to do with that? Says the Gemara, ketanim mechayve. First of all, the ketanim going to be chayev. Lo ye ela da'azik azuke. Even if they were to go ahead and they would straight up damage, they wouldn't be chayev. Rashi says nichnas lechotzer denigzel veziko mi mechayev ketanim l'shalim v'hanan tanan le'el. We learned earlier pesayin v'heim shechov lebacherim peturim v'ha'cha kevin da'achlam man kafi lehu l'shalim. Who's going to force them to go and pay? If you left it in front of them as a Yerusha and they still hadn't yet eaten it, it's still sitting there, then whether the Gedolim or Ketanim, they're going to be chayav to go ahead and to pay for this thingy. Rashi says, even the Ketanim are going to be chayav. Kevin de Gezela Kayam is Rishusa. It's Kayam there. I'm sorry, Kayam de Rishus tomorrow. It's in the ownership of still of the original owner. Rabbanu who the pligale the samchus they argue and samchus v'lo tikshia brayse delel. Don't be asking kasha of the brayse earlier. Dami gedam mechayev gedam b'durim because it's a machlokas. So here, big gedam 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 mechayev. Now, Amar Rav hiniach lem aviem parashula. Let's say the father leaves over. He borrows a cow from someone. Then he dies, and that cow that he borrowed, he has another month still on the lease. Then what's the din? Mishtam shim ba kol yimei shelosa. They're able to go ahead and they could use it all the days it still has on the lease that he borrowed. Meisa in chayim lo unsad v'dais en chayiv in onsin. Rashi says the lo kabila alayin l'tirusa. They never took upon themselves they're going to guard it like that. Even though we know a show is going to be chayiv in onsin, the yarsin of the show is not going to be chayiv because v'urin shalavien he utvachu b'chom. Let's say they thought that this cow really belonged to their father. They shecht it and then they ate it. Mishalim dmei basa b'zol. They have to go and they have to pay the person, the original owner, the value of the meat that is sold at the at a cheaper rate. Rashi says, "Bezol kol zuza chashvina ba'arba nidiniske v'chein kol eichad detani bezol beperak mishamesa b'babasa v'hanim shnei shlishi damin two thirds v'kulu damin lo mishlumu di avuyadi." They don't have to be the whole thing. If they would have known debo shlumi lo va'achli b'sa, they wouldn't have done this. Va'or yachzur kamashu, and you return the hide as it is. So if they pay two thirds original owner and then go ahead and also pay back the hide. But if the father leaves over Acharis Nechasim, then obviously his property leaves over land or houses, and Chayim L'Shalim, they have to pay the whole thing. The question is, what is that going on? Aikad Damasi La Reisha. Some explain that's going in the first statement of Hiniach Lehem Aviyam Parashu'ula and Mishtam Shabbat Kol Yimei She'elasa Meisa In Chayim Ba'onsa Onseh, unless that what? Unless they left over Acharis Nechasim. Some say it's going on the Seifa, that if they thought it was the father's and they're tavech, and then they have to pay two thirds of it, unless it's a chayav in the chasam. So you get a masala reisha, you get a masala seifa. Manda masala reisha, if you live in the reisha, then they say it's going on the first part of the statement over there, and that is of when they borrow, the father dies and they leave it over to them, that they're not chayav in onsin, that unless they have stuff that's left over, then for sure, Manda Masarisha, Kolchkin and Seifa, certainly on the Seifa where they shechted it and they had left over that they're going to be chayiv. Upliga de Rav Papa, this argues on Rav Papa, whatever that means, which we're going to see in a moment. Man de Masnila a Seifa, but the one who says it's going on the Seifa, that's only talking about the Seifa of Larisha Lo, the one who says that it's going on the case where they shechted it, thinking it was their father's, then of a reisha lo, who is not necessarily going to be going, it's not going on the reisha's part where they're to say that they're going to be chayev in onsen. Of a reisha lo, v'hainu der papa, and that goes with the world of Rav Papa. Domer Rav Papa, what does Rav Papa taka say? Hay sapar genuva lo tvacha b'Shabbos. Let's say somebody has a cow that he stole, but he stole before Shabbos, and then he shechted it on Shabbos. What is going to be Zedin? We saw this Gemara. Oh, Ksuvas. Okay, this Gemara is in Ksuvas. Let's say you have a cow, and that I steal a cow, and it's by me, and then before Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, I go out and I shech that cow. What is going to be the din? Chayev. I'm going to have to pay. Not only am I going to be killed, but I also have to pay the, five amount for shechting it. Shekvar chayev b'geneva kodem sheyavo lidei iser Shabbos, because I'm already chayev in the geneva before I had this iser Shabbos that came out. I don't we know Kimli, but the rabbi minay, and if I do something while on Shabbos, where I'm going to be chayv misa, but also going to be chayv to pay a kenas, shouldn't it be that I only get one of them? The answer is that is true, but that happens to be machlokas. However, the Gemara Ksuvos, that's according to this opinion, that's not true when it comes to a kenas. And a kenas is going to be come at the same time. But if I would be chayv, let's say paying regular money that I stole, I have to pay back that thing, then kibble b'dorabim, I only chayv one thing. What happens though if I borrowed it? I borrow this cow, shechtan in Shabbos, and I'm going to be pater, she'issa Shabbos, she'issa geneva b'gechad, because both of those come at the same time, the actual mammon and the chayv of death, and therefore I wouldn't have to pay the money. So now bringing it back and applying to what we just saw now, he said that the one who puts on the reisha, some of the reisha, some of the seifa, the one who puts on the reisha, therefore certainly it's going to be on the seifa, and that's arguing on Rav Papa. Right, so we know Rav Papa is going to say that this borrower is not going to be chayev for this for onsen until it happens. So therefore, this owner is not able to collect the father's stuff from the real property when the animal died on its own, since the father wasn't alive when it happened. Therefore, he can't be chayev at that point. And the one who learns on the seifa, then the reisha not, that is the world of Rav Papa, because he would say over here that the yorshim are not going to be chayev in the first case. Period. So then we see, and we saw where Papa is. Viter. Tanu Rabbanan. Veheshev gzeila asher gozla. You got to return the gzeila, the theft, the stuff that you stole. Now, my Tamil Lomer asher gozla. Why does he have to say the words asher gozla? Yachzer kein asher gozla. It means that he has to return it like it was when it was stolen, which means that if it's no longer there, then he's not going to be chayev anymore. Rashi says, Klomer im gzeila kayemis yachzer. Aval in gzeila kayemis pater. Ubididei lekel ukuma. We're not talking about him. We're talking about his kid. This is talking about the where you know, because even if you stole yourself, even if it's not there, of course you have to pay. But you give it over to someone else, they're not going to have to pay. We can't remember if you they say it goes to the Michael's bottom. If someone goes and steals and gives it to his kids, they're going to be potter. He left in front of him as a yarshim. They're going to be chayav to pay if it's still there. Mishum Sumcha Samar, in the name of Sumcha, they said Gedolim Chayavim Ketanim Peturim. Gedolim are going to be chayav, but Ketanim are potter. He says, a kid, you can't take the kid to court. Now, story time. Bar Chamua de Rabbi Yirmiya, Torek Galei Ba'api de Rabbi Yirmiya. We're going to see now, this is talking about a katan. So the son, it was a kid of Rabbi Yirmiya's father-in-law, a.k.a. his brother-in-law, who was a katan, closed the door in Rabbi Yirmiya's face. Rashi says katan mahavi was a katan, and delis psucha bebeis aviv sagar v'lo iniach likanes. He didn't want to let him in. Fishu wrote to Rabbi Yirmiya lahachzik ba, because his brother-in-law wanted to come and take it. Also came Rav Avin, that came in front of Rav Avin, and Amar, so he said shalohu tovea. He's claiming that which is his. What do you want? It's his father's stuff, and he's being yorish his father's stuff. Amar leis, he's back to him. V'ha maisina. But I'm going to bring Edom that I actually have a chazakah to this house while the Tata was still alive, while he was still here. Rashi says, Vayatoin, Sha'aviv Macherlo, Onosala. He's toying and he's saying that he sold the Torah that he gave it to him. Amar Lay, so he said back to him, V'chim Ekablam Edom, do we accept Edom? Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yudbezimabes, Shalom B'fnei Baladin, not in front of the Baladin. The Baldin is the Katan, and Rashi says, Vahai Katan, come on, the Lesedom. He's like, he's not even here. So says the Gemara, back, Velo, Yirmi says, hold up a second, really, we don't? Well, Katani, we'll take the bride, we're not going to take Edus against the Katan. Well, Katani, but we learned on a price, I'm going to make Katana Chayavin. If this Ganav dies and he left over his stuff that's stolen, whether they are Gedolim or Katan, they're going to be Chayav to go and pay it back. So even a Katan should have to go and return something that doesn't belong to him. Amalei is back to Mariam Achlokas Sumchas Mitzidcha. But what about Sumchas? It's in that same brisa that he says you can't do such a thing. So now we're kind of stuck. Amalei is back, but Ichbal Kulik Alma Vekoy Kasumchas Lav Kuan the Didi. Is everyone going out of their way to agree to hold what Simchas Shita in order to take away that belongs to me? What do you mean? We go by the Rove, right? The Rove is not like that. And therefore, what are you trying to do? You're trying to mess me over. Adahachi. And so what ended up happening is Igalgil Milsa also mat lekamid Rav Avua. Eventually, this made its way to Rav Avo. Amar. So he said Lo Shmi Lachu Ha the Rav Yosef Bar Chama Amar Rav Oshaya. Well, you didn't hear what he had said. Dam Rav Yosef Bar Chama Amar Rav Oshaya. Tinuk shetakaf ba'avada v'yard l'tuchsada shel chaver v'amr shaliyu. If you have a katan who takes his avadim, goes into the field of his friend, and he says, it's mine. He's doing a hostile takeover of this other, of this field over here that he just walked into. Right? Rashi says he brought his avadim to come and help him. Ein omrim namtin ad shiagdil. We don't say, oh, let's wait until the kid gets older, right? You don't say, oh, he gets to keep it and just wait until he becomes a gadol, and then we can go ahead and fight him. Elo motzin miyad miyad. Who we take out of his hands immediately? He's like, what are you talking about, little boy? And when he gets to a case of gadol, when he's a gadol, he cannot bring edim, and then we're going to see whether or not this really belongs to him. But what do we see from here? Kuntachois. We see that the lacha goes like the chamim would say that a katan can be put in a session to go and return that's not his. So also in Rav Yirmiyah's case, if when Rav Yirmiyah comes, it's like, my brother-in-law, this company is trying to take it. Let's try to work this out. Let me use my edim, and then I'm going to get it back. So I was like, hold on one second. Me, dummy, you trying to compare these two cases over here? Hasam over there, who de mafkinan mine de lo kaim le achazaka davua. In the case of Hoshaya, we take the field away from the katan because there's no chazaka of the fact that he owns it. It wasn't like we had a chazaka say it was his father's field and now it belongs to him. This kid just popped out of nowhere, just kind of plopped himself down in the field and tried to go and take it. So that's not going to work. Where there's a chazaka tavua, in this case, like this is his father's field, the father-in-law's field. So then, lo, we can't go ahead and take it away from him. Sorry. Now, back to the original point at the top of the Amun, you said, yeah, but the Baal Din isn't there. We can't take testimony. Amar of Ashi, Amar of Shapsai, Mekalden Edom Shalom Efnei Baal Din. We do accept in front of, even though there's no Baal Din that's over there. Toiba Rav Yochan. Rav Yochan was like thinking about this. V'chi mekabim edim shalom afnei bal din. Really, do we do such a thing? Kibla minei Rav Yossi bar Chanina. Rav Yossi bar Chanina, he got the following. He was mekabel from him. That, yeah, that doesn't make sense. We don't accept it if there's no bal din there. Kigon shayahu chola. So when is it true that he said the statement that we're mekabel when even is not over there? All right, Rav Ashi is speaking up, so what's he talking about? He's talking about a particular case. Kigon shayahu chola. I'm talking about the case where the person is sick. Oh, Eid of Cholim or the Eidim are sick, right? And they can't, and Rashi points out that Sukkotim Lamus, V'im Lo Achshav, V'im Asai, they're going to die. And if we don't testify now, we're not going to be able to use them. Oh, shall you Eid of Mivakshin Leilichim Dizayam, or they want to go to another country, want to leave. V'shalchu Lo V'lo Ba. And they tell this guy, the defendant, to come, and this guy doesn't show up. So then we're going to be able to do it in front of, when even if he's not there. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishos, but normally you have to have the Baal Din over there, and the person is not there for whatever particular reasons that we just mentioned, then maybe we could have even that in front of him. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Makadim Edom Shalom Bifnei Baal Din. We accept Edom not in front of the Baal Din. So we say, Amar Mar Ukva Lididi Mifresh Limin Shmuel. It was explained to me, Kegon the Paschal Ebedina. We're talking about where they already started the case, meaning that they were in front of them. Vishalchu Lei Vilaso. And then they called for them to come. You know, they got a subpoena. And it doesn't show up. Avalo Paschal Ebedina. But if they hadn't started the case yet, then Matzi Amarle, the defendant can say, Anola Beisdin Hagadol's in. I'm going to the Beisdin Hagadol. So I'm not getting part of this. So she says, so you can't do it not in front of him. It says, even if he started the case, Matzi Amarle, he can say the Beisdin Hagadol is in. I'm going to the Beisdin Hagadol. Amravina could go and knock at the disc of the Beisdin Hagadol. We're talking about a particular case where the plaintiff has a letter from the high court saying that they're the ones who should go ahead and take care of it. Rashi says, "You're going to knock at Baal Din Chavero Diska Igeres Mibes and Agadol Shishchal Mibes and Shulkan." Hopefully, to force them to go and deal with it. Amar Mar, continuing on this idea, can you take testimony if you don't have the person that's there, the Baal Din there? Amar Rav, you have a tain on me, and you're going to go and take a testimony in court when I'm not there. Amar Rav, mekayimin es hashtar shelo b'fnei beis din, b'shal b'fnei baal din. We can mekayim, we can certify a shtar that's a loan. We're gonna the Rashi says, so you edim ha'chasumim, v'akshin leilach medinas yam, mevir milv lebeis din umeidin al ksav yadan obeisin kosin tachtov b'mosav tlas. Havin in front of three, we were v'asu ploni ploni. He came v'asidu v'achsim v'sidayu, and they did this their signature. V'ashrinu v'kaminu k'dechazim. We said that it's good, so they're allowed to go and certify a shtar, even if the one who borrowed is not there. For Rav Yochanan, he says, "Ein mekayman es hashtar shelo b'fnei balda." No, you're not allowed to do it when you're not there. So Amar le Rav Sheshet le Rav Yossi bar Avo. Let me explain to you why if Yochanan says you're not allowed to do that, not in front of the borrower. Amar Korkas, upon success, if you have, it was an ox, it was a shormuad, and then testimony is given against it in the presence of its owner, and he didn't guard it. All right, so again, we're talking about a shormuad. So Amar Torah, the Torah is telling you, Yavu bala shor v'yamad al shoro. The owner of the shore of the ox should come and stand by the ox at the time when they're making their testimony, when they are being made. Rav Yochanan said that this idea applies not only by this case of the shore, but it also applies when you want to certify a document, that as well is part of it. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Hilchasa the lachis mekayim is a shtar shel b'fnei baldin. You let him mekayim not from the baldin. Vafil omid v'tzovech, and even if the borrower is standing in court and he's shouting, "Don't do it! It's not true!" We don't listen to this guy, and we go ahead and we can certify what's going down there. Rashi says baldin v'tzovech al tekamehu bezuyifu ain choshen. We have edus that's going on over here. V'iyamar, but if the borrower is saying nikitu li zimna ad demaisinu sadi. At least give me some time that I can bring Edom in order to show that this document is not a good document. And this is talking about even after the fact, perhaps, even after it's already certified, he can prove it's not true. Naktin and Lay, then we go out and we say, okay, we give him the time to be able to go and prove his point. Asa, that if he comes by, you know, a certain time that they give over there, they set up a timeline limit, and he comes, then great, Asa, but if he didn't come, Natshvin Lay, Sheni, Chamish, Visheni, we wait Monday, Thursday, Monday. Right, those are the times that they had the courts, and Elo also, if he doesn't come, Kasvina Psicha Ilavei Tishin Yomin, we write a Psicha Ilavei, which says, Rashi says, a Shtar Shamta Al Shein Poreachov, he's in Cherem for 90 days. You got to pay up, man, you don't pay, you're done. Tlos and Kamar and Lo Nachtin and Lunichse, because the first 30 days, we don't go into his Nechasim to go and take from him. The Amor Katarach Mezuzah Venezov, because we could say that maybe he's busy going, borrowing money from someone else to go and pay it off. And even the next 30 days, we don't go into stuff to go take it because it's properties. The Amor, Dilma Lo Askach Lemezah for Katarach Mezabin. Maybe he wasn't able to find money to borrow, and therefore he's selling stuff to go to get the money to go ahead and to pay off what he owes. But in the third set of 30 days, we also don't go down. Why? Dema, we say, Lokeach Gufe Katarach Bezuze. There's someone who's going to buy his stuff, but that guy's busy trying to get money in order to pay for it. Lo Asav, after 90 days, Kasvina Adrachta Nichse, then we go to Adrachta Nichse, Ezrak Psak Din, Lay Raid Amilva. They give him basically a warrant that they can just go in and start seizing stuff that is owed to him in order to get what's owed to him. Vahani Mili, all this is only Dalmar Asina. It's only talking about when he says, I'm coming, I want to work this out. Avalomar Asina, if he doesn't say, I'm coming to go work it out, to bring a thing, he just doesn't come to court, he just denies it, he's just fighting on it, then he has no claim to say otherwise. Then Altikasvina, we write the Shtar immediately, the warrants is bust in there and take what you got to take. Yeah. Vahani mili b'milva. This is only talking about a loan. But it was talking about a pikadon, some sort of a deposit that I left by you. Then you have to give it back immediately. You can go right away. And when we write this warrant over here, it's on karka. It's only be able to take karka. You're not allowed to go and take from metaltalin. This is talking about where the guy says, I have the ability of proving myself, right? So we tell him to take karkam and not metaltalin, because Dilma Shamet v'achel lo malvel metaltalin, because maybe in the meantime he takes metaltalin, then this land is going to go and use it up. It's going to be gone. And then v'chiasi lova ma'isi sadi omar le l'shtar, and he goes and he proves himself that I actually didn't owe you anything. Lo mashach midi l'migas, there's going to be nothing he can go and take back. He's not able to get it. V'iisle mekarkoy lo malvel kasvinim. But if the lender has land, then we write this warrant even for on metaltalin, because then he can go and get it back from that person's land. Says the Gemara, Velohi. Pardon, wrong chop. Velohi. But it's not true. Adrachta metaltalin lo kasvinan. We don't write it on metaltalin. Afagav de isle mikarkar, even if he has, if that lender has land, because chashina and shemetachsef were worried, then maybe the land's going to go down in value. It's going to get all deteriorated. Rashi says, Karko shel malve tover betifchos mitameah. So understand what's going on. Is when is it true? You come, you claim that I owe you the money, and you want to go and prove that in Beis. And I say, no, give me time. In the meantime, you come along, you get the seizure ability to go into warrant, to come into myself, and you're only going to take karkin and metaltan, because if you take metaltan, you can eat it up. But if you have karka, then you can even take metaltan, because then I can take from your karka. But then we say over here, that's actually not true, because Rebbe is going to go down in value, I'm not going to take it. V'chika svina drachta modina lay. And when we write this warrant, we're moda to the borrow. We tell them what's going on over here. We let them know, by the way, this is going down. V'hani mili demikrav. This is only when the borrow is close and nearby. Avar mirchak lo. But if he's far away, then no, we're not even going to tell him. We don't bother. But if he's far away and there are relatives that are nearby that we could tell them, or there's some sort of caravan that are making their way to that location where that person is, that they go to that place and they come back, then Mashinon Lei Trace Yachi Shaita will wait 12 months for him. More than 90 days, Ad Azavas Hasharta, until this goes and comes back, in order to be able to allow this guy to know what's going on. Ki Hadar Avina Shah Lamar Acha Tresa Yachishata, like in the case where Avina made Mar Acha wait 12 months before writing the warrant for him. Ad Azavas Vas Yosharata Mibichazoi, until they're able to go there and tell him what's going on. Veloi, but we say it's really not true. You don't wait that long. So why did he wait for 12 months? Hasam in a shalima hava. That case, my acha is a very strong person. Yavimatia drach the day, and if they would have, the warrant would have come to him, love efshalafukim, and they wouldn't be able to get anything out of him afterwards. Meaning, even if the borrower would be able to prove the fact that he didn't own anything, it was all fake, we wouldn't be able to get it out of his hands, the original guy. Therefore, we make him wait 12 months. But in regular case, we don't wait that long. Unless the guy can go on a Tuesday and tell him, and then come back on Wednesday, and then he can go and have the court on Thursday, because we know they meet on Mondays and Thursdays. So if he can go back and come back next time they're having the court, then they do that. Amaravina, hi, shlucha drabanan, this shliach, this messenger that's being sent by Basin, who's coming back after giving the subpoena, right? It was giving the summons, and he says he's not listening. Mehemninan lei kibetrei, we believe him like he is two edim. Rashi says, lo mashaka bebedina, he's not going to lie in the Beit Din. Vahani mili l'shamta. This is only talking about shamta, when you're going to excommunicate the guy for not coming. Aval l'psicha kevan de mamona kamechasele, but in reference to writing a shtar of against the guy, since it can cause him to lose money, the kabai lay lebesav lay zuzi le safra, because he's got to pay money to the sofer for writing it low. Then we're not going to rely on him for just on his own. Then you need to aid him. So all they're going to do is they're going to put him in chayim, but they're not going to write a shtar about it. We give a summons through the mouth of a woman. We allow a woman to go and give that as well. Rashi says, "Mizamnin baldin li yom ploni ladin al pi isha haolechet etzlo lefi darka." A woman is on her way and going there. Al pi shchinav, or even for neighbors of some chinalai, we're somech on them. Davina shduchusay that they did their shlichus ilo asim mechaskinan ba'af karusa umishtamnin menonlei. And therefore, we assume that they did their job, and we trust that if they didn't come, it's because they're coming against, and they put in the cherem. Shabun de itzav, abun de shibave, and also on the neighbors. V'lo'armen ella delesi b'masa. When is this true? This is only when this person that we want to summon is not in the town right now. This guy's out of town. And the court is saying to the neighbors or to the woman that when he comes back, to go ahead and to give it to them, to give him the summons. Beep, turn the page. Kufi Gimel. But if he's in the town, then lo, then we don't go ahead and we're not going to put him in the chayim, assuming that they did the job. Why? Because we're worried that Damrina and Amar lo Amrle, because maybe you say maybe they actually didn't tell them. The Amar Ashkechinu Shlicha the Beis Dina Amrle. Oh, he's in town. Beis Din probably took care of it, and therefore we say that we can't put him in Shamta in Chayrim because nobody told him anything. V'lo Amrle lo Chalif Ababa the Beis Dina. And when is this also true? We also don't. We only time we're going to say we trust the women and the neighbors is in a case the lo Chalif Ababa the Beis Dina where this guy doesn't walk by the Beis Din entranceway because of Al Khalif above the Medina, but if he passes low, then we don't say that they gave it to him because they're gonna assume, oh, he walked by the court anyway, they probably took care of it. Amar Ashkechu Beidina, Varmali Basin already saw him and they told him. Velo, I mean, we don't say that we trust the woman and the neighbor, Ella da Asabiyome. That's only talking about when he's coming back that day. Aval, but if we're dealing with a case that Elo Sabiyomi Lo, if you're not coming back that day, we don't trust that they told him because Ema Ishtalui Ishtali, maybe they forgot about the fact of what's going on because it's been so many days. Rasha Shikhu Shlichusam called him Shabbat, so Poloni the Beso before he came back to his house. Amarava, Hai Mandik Sivale Psicha al Delo Asiladina. If they go and they write a shtar of Chirim for the person who did not come to court. Hayman de Ksiv Alei. He has a shtar written against him that he's in Chirim because he didn't come to Din. Ad Asli Dino Lo Mekarin Lei, until he actually comes to the court, we're not going to go and tear it up. In other words, we don't trust him to say, Rashi says, Va'afakav Da'amer, Asina, Asina, even if he says, yeah, I'm coming, you don't trust him. Al Delot Sayas Ladina, but if let's say we're dealing the case where the guy's not listening to what the court said, Rashi says, Sha'amu Lo, Say, Tain Lo, Velo Kayim, they said, go give this guy, he doesn't give it. Then Adat Sayas Lo Mekarin Lei. The halacha is that until he actually listens, we're not going to tear it up. V'lo, the Gemara says that's really not true. Kevin Amar Tzayisna, once he says, I'm going to listen, then, Karina Lee, we rip it up for him right away. Rashi says, the altar, the Dilma Lesle Zuze Hashta Vatarach, Aval Ba'asa Ladina Kol Kama Delo Asi Afkrusali. But in the case where he says, I'm going to come, and if he didn't come, then he didn't come. All right, so in that case, we rip it up. Amar Rav Chista, I think we're going to stop over here. Okay, friends, we are going to stop over here. Until next time, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.